This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and they're out there waiting to be born. The summer bug blockbuster, the cicada swarmageddon, has been less than advertised. Have you noticed? In New York City, Staten Island has seen the Hellstrom Chronicle-looking creatures, but they've been quiet in most other places in the city. Dr. Gene Kritzky is the chair of biology at the College of Mount St. Joseph in Cincinnati. He's the editor of American Entomologist. Dr. Kritzky joins me now. Welcome, doctor.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Have the cicadas been a little deceptive with us? Is this about climate change, or is it about something we fundamentally don't know about the habits of this insect?
Well, it's mostly related to the known distribution of the insect. The cicadas were quite numerous back in the 1860s when they emerged in Bronx County, 1877 again, 1894. In Central Park in 1894, they emerged. But what we're actually seeing is probably the effects of land use, habitat destruction a little bit. Cicadas do not emerge from under roads, for example, or cleared fields. And so we're seeing the effect of a century of development as well.
And are we seeing the effect of 17 years of development in the sense that that's the cycle that we're looking at, right?
Yes, we're seeing the cicadas that who developed from eggs that were laid 17 years ago. And of course, if there were no cicadas in these various areas 17 years ago, there'd be no cicadas today. And they can disperse upwards to about a mile. But if you go to an area, let's say, and clear cut the trees out and put in a housing development, put in the infrastructure, and then replant trees, unless you're within a mile of another cicada population, you won't have cicadas in 17 years.
And so it's the tranquil neighborhoods that haven't experienced a lot of development that are going to hear these buzzing sounds that I actually remember from my youth. And it's quite nostalgic to hear them in a recording. But they're pretty much absent from my life these days.
Well, it's true. You need to go to someplace like Staten Island, as you mentioned. Indeed, if you look at a map of where they're emerging in the greater New York area, for example, New York City looks almost like the an open center in the surrounding and parts of Newark and Staten Island, and even up in the little few reports in the northern part of the Bronx. It looks like they missed the city.
What is the geographic distribution of cicadas if we're looking globally or just around North America?
Well, we're talking primarily now about the periodical cicadas, and the periodical cicada is unique to the eastern half of the United States. There are about 2,500 species of cicadas globally, but these 17-year cicadas that we're talking about are as unique to the United States as giraffes are to Africa.
And when a cicada comes out of its pupa or whatever we
nymphal
call it,
skin.
Yeah,
the
what
last,
is it? What?
The last nymphal skin.
The last nymphal skin.
Correct.
After 17 years, what is that cicada hungry for more than anything?
Well, it's it eats very little as an adult. It's actually hungry for sex. and that's the.
I understand that. Yes.
They are out basically for a short stint in the sun. The males will sing to attract a mate. The female will lay her eggs in the new growth of trees. And then within a few days, they're gone. They're dead. This whole emergence will last, in most cases, about 4 to 6 weeks in a given location.
And is this a moment for entomologists to really study and answer questions that we don't really understand about this insect?
Oh, definitely. In fact, it's not where they're expected that's sometimes exciting. It's where they come out where they're not expected. For example, we had a small emergence here in Cincinnati this year, which is way off cycle, 8 years from when we expected them. And so understanding why they get their calendars wrong is going to be critical in understanding how the different broods of cicadas evolve.
Of course, it may not be that they got it wrong. It could be we got it wrong, and they know something about the environment that we don't, so they're coming out early.
That's true. We do know that warmer temperatures are triggering a possible spurt in their underground development, which is making them come out 4 years early.
Dr. Gene Kritzky is chair of biology at College of Mount St. Joseph and editor of American Entomologist, talking about the cicadas. Thanks, doctor.
Thank you.
NY. WNYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.